来。
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for being here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. It's been a very busy hour previous to this, and this hour continues in that theme. We're going to be chatting right off the bat about something that's going on actually this weekend. 90-plus cities are celebrating the third annual National Plug-In Day this weekend. And also coming up in this hour, we'll be joined by one of the representatives from the RM Auction Company to talk about the Hershey sale upcoming. And also one of the editors from Edmunds.com will be stopping on by. Telephone-wise, the number remains the same. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Joining us right now on the broadcast, it's my pleasure to welcome Gina Copeland Newfield, who is the Director of Future Fleet and Electric Vehicle Initiative for the Sierra Club. Gina, thank you very much for joining us. And by your cell phone here, I'm in the greater Boston area. Looks like that you might be in the greater Boston area as well.
I am. It's happy to be here, and I guess we're neighbors.
Yeah, this is a great story. Electric car sales surging, and 90-plus cities are celebrating National Plug-In Day with an EV victory lap and test drives at the third annual event, which is coming up tomorrow, and happened September 28th and 29th, so it's been happening over this weekend. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Well, Sierra Club and Plug-In America and the Electric Auto Association got together a few years ago and created an event that we thought would give people a great opportunity to come and check out electric cars without even having to go to an auto dealership. And so a few years ago, we started this off with 15 events. Last year, we had events in 65 cities, and this year, it's the biggest ever. We're having events in 90-plus cities around the country this week. And every event's a little bit different. So in some cities, it's an opportunity to do test drives of electric vehicles, whether it's the Tesla Model S or the Nissan Leaf or the Chevy Bolt. In other cities, there are award ceremonies for local business and government leaders who've been doing a terrific job promoting electric vehicles. Other cities have, speakers. So there's a variety at all the events around the country, and there's more information at pluginday.org.
And as I noted off the top, electric vehicle sales are really beginning to pick up. Tell us more.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're still relatively new to the market, so I'm assuming that a lot of your listeners probably haven't seen them or haven't driven in them yet, but they are starting to get more and more popular. So at this point, more than 130 Americans have purchased electric vehicles just in the last 2 to 3 years since they came on the mass market. And we're seeing that the uptake of electric vehicle adoption is higher than the uptake rate of hybrids first were when they first came on the market 10-plus years ago. So we think this is really exciting. Electric vehicles run on electricity and not oil or gasoline or diesel. So they're really a terrific opportunity to reduce our reliance on oil, to reduce our emissions and reduce the air pollution. They're getting to be much more doable for people in terms of price, in terms of miles that they drive, et cetera.
And when you look at the number of models that have grown over the last few years, 7 in 2010, 13 in 2011, 20 offered for the 2012 model year, and 28 plug-in models are offered for the 2013 model year. So we're seeing automakers respond, and certainly there are these all-electric vehicles, like you said, the Nissan Leaf and the Tesla Model S, and Ford has got their Focus all-electric vehicle, and Mitsubishi has an all-electric vehicle, but we also have the range extenders from General Motors, and of course the plug-in variants from Ford and Honda and many other manufacturers. So it's becoming a lot more mainstream, and it's really cool to read about some of the different events that have been happening this weekend in Philadelphia. A congressman actually spoke and test drove an electric car in Las Vegas. Event participants were treated to a solar EV charging canopy in in Seattle. There was some really cool things going on with actually some drag racing of electric vehicles. Tell us about that.
In many ways, electric vehicle enthusiasts are no different from other kinds of vehicle enthusiasts, in that, you know, a lot of folks like speed. And so electric vehicle drivers in some of these cities are speed racing these vehicles, hopefully in a very safe way, I'm sure it is. But, you know, EVs, as we call them, electric vehicles, they have great torque, and so they can really take off and be quite fast.
The fact that the Tesla Model S has got such great publicity, being named Motor Trend's Car of the Year, Automobile Magazine's Car of the Year, and Yahoo Auto's Car of the Year, that certainly has raised a lot of interest in that vehicle. And it's a little bit pricey, but like you say, it's got a lot of high-end, low-end torque, a lot of off-the-line oomph, so to speak, and this vehicle will accelerate like a sports car. And speaking of that, I understand down in Charlotte, North Carolina, the home of NASCAR, a racer was actually showing off her Tesla at Oktoberfest in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend.
Yes, Leilani Munter, that's right.
That's great. Tell us.
And I actually just got word, you know, Plug-in Day is happening today and yesterday, so I'm getting all these reports in of what's happening around the country. And I got word that Governor Brown in California announced this plug-in weekend and signed several bills into law that will help speed up the advancement of electric vehicles in California, which, of course, is a state with a very serious air pollution problem. And so they're really doing all they can to reduce air pollution. And so electric vehicles will go a long way in helping that. And then I just heard word that Governor Chafee in Rhode Island also announced this plug-in weekend. And they've just announced that there are, I think, about 50 public EV chargers that are now available in just the tiny little state of Rhode Island. So that's, you know, a very small number compared to big states like California or Washington State or Texas. But it's a great start for a state like Rhode Island.
It certainly is. When you see the infrastructures that a lot of these states are building, California kind of leading the way with that, it certainly is going to make the electric vehicle a lot more usable for a lot of folks who have longer commutes, and it's all good news. There's no question about it. If folks would like to find out more information about this third annual event, the National Plug-In Day, is there a particular website that you would recommend folks going to?
Yes, I'll suggest two websites. For Plug-In Day in particular, it's www.pluginday.org. And then I am from the Sierra Club, and we have a great EV web section on our site. So it's www.sierraclub.org/EV Guide, which has some great resources as well.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Gina, we're going to get you back for a longer visit to talk more about electric vehicles, but thanks for sharing the great news about this celebration this weekend. And again, we look forward to getting you back with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about classic cars from RM in Hershey. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying a car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
855-660-4261 or anytime 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Want to say hello to all of our great listeners listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Also, everybody listening in Portland, Oregon on just a wonderful radio station that I get so many emails out of, KPAM. So, all you KPM listeners, don't be a stranger. You can email me anytime throughout the week with your questions, and we love being on that great radio station. Joining us right now, we've got Chris Summers, who's a specialist from the RM research team, to tell us all about the Hershey event upcoming with RM's annual Pennsylvania sale. Hey there, Chris, welcome aboard. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Bob. It's good to be with you.
Certainly, this event, which coincides with a wonderful event that has been going on for decades in Hershey, Pennsylvania, is such a wonderful blending of both the old and the new. How many years has RM been doing the sale now in Hershey?
Oh, we're now in our sixth or seventh year, I believe, and it's just been getting better and better every year. We had over $10 million in sales last year, and it's just always great to be back in Hershey enjoying the week that so many enthusiasts have enjoyed for so long.
That is absolutely so true. And being Hershey, of course, there are just so many incredible older vehicles that are going to be going over the block, and we're going to do our best to highlight some of the special vehicles. But a question I often get after having somebody like yourself on from the RM auction company is about consigning vehicles and also about the search process. Quite often I'll have people email me wanting to know, could they possibly consign something with RM or Auctions America? Take us through the process. If somebody out there has a vehicle that might be worthy of a RM sale or an Auctions America sale, what's the best thing for those people to do?
Well, we really don't like to think of it as worthy so much, because that sounds like we're very snobby, and we try not to be. We're really interested in showcasing a great variety of cars that appeal to everyone from basically all walks of life and all price points. And if you have an interesting car and you're interested in seeing it go to another enthusiast and get it sold through a good, honest company, we would, of course, welcome you to visit us. We're rmauctions.com, and you can also just call us toll-free at 1-800-211-4371, and one of our specialists will be happy to talk you through the process. Very simple, setting it up to sell your car onto a new home.
Well, let's talk about some of the highlighted lots going over the block in Hershey, and again, with the emphasis on a lot of older vehicles. Let's begin with lot 131, which is a 1936 Lincoln Model K convertible. Victoria, this is a very unique piece. Tell us all about it, Chris.
This car was bodied by Brunn & Company out of Buffalo, New York. Of course, back in the 30s, great coach-built luxury cars like the Lincoln would have bodywork built by independent craftsmen. And this car was by Brunn, which was Edsel Ford's personal favorite. It was ordered by Hib Johnson of the Johnson Wax family out in Racine, Wisconsin. And he was also a client at about this same time of Frank Lloyd Wright. And so it's entirely possible that Wright could have gone visiting building sites with Mr. Johnson in this car. It's been beautifully restored by Lincoln specialists, two-tone gray. It's just a very stately, elegant car. It's been an award winner at many shows. And it has a great story to go along with its beautiful lines, which is always a plus in everyone's book.
No question about it. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles that you've got going over the block in Hershey. Here's another great one. It's lot 238. It's from 1933, and this is a Chrysler. It's a CL Imperial convertible roadster with some coachwork by LeBaron, and this vehicle looks like it's in outstanding condition.
it is. It was restored by people who really knew what they were doing. And in fact, it won the Warshawski Award, which is the only Best in Show trophy that the Classic Car Club of America gives out. So this one of these is given out each year, and this car is a past winner. They built 9 of these originally. 6 are still around. This is considered by the Chrysler gurus, if you will, to be one of the best. And it is just an outstanding condition, and not to mention it is powerful. Another one of these was the Chrysler, actually the Indianapolis 500 pace car in 1933. A little bit different than today's pace cars, but nonetheless impressive, and I'm sure it could still do quite a lap on Indy if it wanted to.
Lot 136 is an interesting piece that goes back even further into automotive history. 1910 Pierce Arrow, this is called the 48 SS, a 7-passenger touring vehicle, and again, in outstanding condition and quite a rare piece.
And this so often happens with cars like this. The cars that are the most special are the ones that have a great story. This is not only a very important brass era car with great provenance and history, but we're offering it from a family that has owned this car since 1950. Nowadays, it's difficult to imagine keeping any car for 5, 6, 10 years, but this family has managed to hold on to this car since 1950. It's an heirloom to them. They've toured in it. They've taken it all over the country. In fact, we have a picture of the current owner's mother with the car in 1957 going on a tour that wound up at Hershey. So this car really is just coming home to Hershey for the first time in a long while. And it's beautifully restored, top condition, great history again. And I think people are going to be very happy to see it wind up back at Hershey during the RM event.
Another one that I can't wait to hear more about is, it's a really cool-looking vehicle for its time, a 1920 Kissel, a brand that many folks may not be familiar with. This is called the Model 645. It's lot 141. It's called the Gold Bug Speedster. Tell us about this one, Chris.
I absolutely love this car. Kissel is one of those names that it's been forgotten, which is both sad and also surprising, because back in the day, this was sort of, I don't know, a modern equivalent to it. It sounds funny, but it probably was a Bugatti Veyron for its day, in that this was the car that every celebrity wanted to get into. It was fast, it's sporty, it was hot, it's yellow, bright, bright yellow. And the really wonderful thing with this style is it's a little roadster that it has a seat that folds out on the side, and that was where you would put your mechanic, because it was not considered proper to have the mechanic riding in the car with you. So he had to kind of sit out on the side, hanging over the running board. We probably wouldn't get that in production today, but back in 1920, it was kind of a dashing way to take along someone for a ride. This particular car is one of the oldest Kissel Goldbug Speedsters in existence.
It's a stellar piece. When we come back on the other side, more about the upcoming Hershey sale from RM. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're having lots of fun as usual. Upcoming in this hour, we're going to be talking to an editor from Edmunds.com. But right now, we're focusing on the upcoming Hershey sale from the RM Auction Company and talking about some of the very, very cool vehicles that are going over the block. And we have a very special guest from the RM Auction Company who is telling us all about this, and we're very happy to craft Chris Summers on with us live here. Let's talk about a Woody that's going over the block without reserve, so that means there's no set price here. This vehicle will go for whatever it sells for. What somebody could get a real bargain here, you never can tell. It's lot 247. It's a 1947 Ford Super Deluxe Sportsman, and Woody aficionados just absolutely love this vehicle.
Absolutely, and it's one of the really the rarest of Woodies. Ford built this. It's unusual in that it is a convertible. Usually you see a station wagon Woody, but this car has the same style of wood construction, except it's in a convertible coupe form. And this is one of the very few that were built by Ford to draw people into showrooms during those sort of heady days after World War II. And this one is beautifully restored, really one of the best in existence, exquisite woodwork, done by people who really did it for the love of the car, and it presents beautifully. It's ready to go back on the show field. I think it's going to make some Woody enthusiasts, as you put it, very, very happy.
Yeah, that's going to be a winner. So is this one. I mean, a lot of our younger listeners may not realize it, but V12 engines are not new. As a matter of fact, both Lincoln had them, Cadillac had them, Cadillac even had a V16 at one point. But here's a V12 Cadillac from 1931. Again, a convertible. You don't see many of these. And it's a coupe by Fleetwood. And a Cadillac V12 enthusiast would be in love with this, I'll tell you that.
And one of the interesting things, part of what I do and what we pride ourselves in doing here at RM is research into the cars that are consigned, trying to find interesting facts about their past history and part of what makes them so interesting. This car, we found a build sheet on it from Cadillac that shows that it was tagged for the Montreal Auto Show in 1931. So it's a 1931 Cadillac V12 convertible coupe, body by Fleetwood. And it was presumably shown at Montreal Auto Show in 1931. It's been restored. It's beautiful, black and red, many accessories. And it's ready for basically any Classic Car Club of America activity or for AACA activities like are going on this week in Hershey.
That's great. Here's another one that I can't wait to hear more details about. This is a Packard. I know so many folks who love Packards. This is a 1934 Packard 8 convertible. It's lot 129. It's a convertible Victoria, again, being offered without reserve. Tell us about this particular Packard, Chris.
Well, of course, Packards are one of the most popular vehicles in the car collecting hobby. Everybody wants to get behind the wheel of one. There's still a lot of popularity, and this is a very, I guess, Packard-heavy auction. This particular car, we believe, was purchased new by actress Marie Dressler. It has a known history since. It was formerly part of the famed Millhouse collection in Florida. And this car won Best of Show at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. And to think about that, that's to car collectors, of course, as the Super Bowl is to football. So this is one, the biggest award that one of these can win. It's still in beautiful overall condition, and it's one of the very best-known eight-cylinder Packards that's remaining today.
Here's another very unusual make, and I remember my dad telling me about this particular brand years and years ago. It's lot 135. It's a 1914 locomobile. Now, again, that's probably something a lot of younger listeners may not be familiar with, but a locomobile model 48 speedster, and this is a racing vehicle for its day.
Absolutely. This was the kind of car that the Playboys out in their raccoon coats used to pull down the Long Island Motor Parkway in. And the locomobile was actually built, for those younger listeners, in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It was considered for many years sort of the American Rolls-Royce. It was the best-built American car from about 1900 when it started building steam cars up and through the brass era up until about 1929. This car was restored as one of those brass era speedsters, and it's just exquisite and also, we're told, rather fast. It was taken by its owner out on the Indy Speedway, I believe, last year and driven around for a few laps, and he said it did rather well. So the new owner has that opportunity, of course, to look forward to as well.
Here's another very unusual vehicle. I have a three-year-old, so she would love this. It's an older vehicle, lot 218 and 1912. It's called a Dunbar Model 1200, and this is a popcorn wagon. Now, how often do you get a chance to purchase a popcorn wagon?
Well, not very often, and particularly not restored to the standard that this one has been finished in. This is really, it sounds so funny to call a popcorn wagon a work of art, but it is. It's got art glass and beautiful brass and nickel trim and beautifully crafted woodwork, and the popper mechanism is even a beautiful piece of machinery. And it's all fully functional. That's the wonderful thing about this, is it's been restored exquisitely. It's extremely rare to see one done so well. But this one, everything still works, so that you can still take it out to the show. And then when you're at the show, you can make popcorn and peanuts for all your friends. So it's kind of an all-in-one catering vehicle slash collectible car. It's just fantastic. It'll be the hit of any show.
That's great. A couple of other Packards here. Lot 154, another really old vehicle, 1911 Packard limousine. Tell us about this particular vehicle. It looks quite large.
It is. The enthusiasts call this one the Cutty Sark Packard. It was actually originally owned by the Whitney family. And then, as was often the custom in those days, when they were done with it, they gave it to their chauffeur. He drove it promptly to New Orleans, where in 1947, a college student who sold a car kind of in a garage tracked it down the owner to the French Quarter, found him on a bar stool, and traded him a bottle of Cutty Sark whiskey for the car. And that's a deal that could just only happen in New Orleans. And the car was then driven to Texas. And the amazing thing about it is it's a 1911 car that's still almost entirely original. And it's in really good running order. And it's preserved original paint, interior. It's just a really, really neat piece of history. And that's becoming increasingly important to our clients, cars that are unrestored and preserved as they were when they left the factory. People still love restored cars, but there's a growing market for the cars that are patinaed, that are preserved, that are as they were and have a lot of that character still left in them.
Another Packard that caught my eye is Lot 257, a 1939 Packard 12 convertible sedan, and this is a very stately looking Packard, and I'm sure is going to do quite well.
Oh, yes, and this car is another example of we tried to bring cars to Hershey that will appeal not only to this national and international audience, but also local audiences. This car has really long-term Pennsylvania history. It was formerly owned by Nicola Bulgari and Bernard Berman, who were two very well-known Pennsylvania collectors. And it's been kind of cosmetically looked after over the years, but is still largely original. And just a beautiful car, and this is the last year of the Packard 12, incidentally, so it's kind of the ultimate specification, and this was one of the most expensive factory body styles you could get, the convertible sedan.
Wow, that's incredible. And to show that you guys have awful lot of diversity at various events, you've got actually a boat that's going to be going over the block, and this is not your average boat. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this 1932 Garwood and wrap up with Chris from RM Auctions, and then we'll quickly segue into one of the editors from Edmunds.com. Lots straight ahead right here on Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having so much fun here with Chris from the RM Auction Company. We're going to delay our interview with the editor from Edmunds.com, who's written a very interesting piece about vehicles for... new vehicles for large folks, for people who are large in size and stature. So we'll talk to him next week about that, because we're enjoying Chris's presence here with us right now, telling us all about the happenings at Hershey, which is just around the bend. Before we tell folks about the boat that I was referring to before the break there, Chris, why don't we reiterate the dates of the RM event, preview as well as sale at Hershey, and also give out all the information that you would like for RM, website-wise, telephone-wise, etc.
Absolutely. The sale will be held October 10th through 11th at the Hershey Lodge in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We'll have 116 vehicles. And the sale, if you want to get more information from us, all you have to do is find us online. We're at rmauctions.com, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-211-4371. And it's also going to be just a great event. We have previews both days. The previews are open to the public before the auction. And you could come see the cars, and hopefully you'll find one that you decide you'd like to take home with you.
That's great. As I mentioned, RM not only sells classic vehicles, but also from time to time you'll see some interesting non-vehicles going over the block. And the case in point here is Lot 153. This is a boat from 1932, but this is a very unique boat. Tell us all about this particular offering, Chris.
Garwood. It was built by Garwood, who was, he developed the hydraulic lifting mechanism for dump trucks. done that, he took the money from that and decided that his next business would be for fun. So he decided to build boats because he loved fast boats. This is one of seven 28-foot triple cockpit runabouts that he built in 1932, which, of course, being the worst year of the Depression, was very low production. This one has a Scripps Marine V-12 engine in it. Speaking of V-12s of the classic era, this is one you could take on the water. She's called Hornet. She's beautifully restored. Comes with a trailer custom-made for her. And if you're tired of having fun on the road, I guarantee this will be a lot of fun to take out on the lake of your choice.
That sounds great. Let's talk about some of the other nuances of the sale in Hershey. You know, as you pointed out, this annual gathering of the faithful in Hershey has been going on for decades, and it's a great place to go find old parts, and it's just a great American celebration of the automobile. Tell our listeners a little bit about the events that are going on surrounding the RM auction event.
Well, this is sort of, they call it Beat Week in Hershey, because we have so many things going on. For instance, we'll be the presenting sponsor of Night at the Museum at the AACA Museum on October 9th. That sort of kickstarts the festivities at the venue to celebrate the motoring hobby with other enthusiasts, while also raising important funds to support the AACA family, like the club, the museum, and the library. This year we've introduced actually a Monte Carlo night theme, so the guests can try their luck at the gaming tables and then exchange their winnings for the chance to win a variety of fabulous prizes. And you can learn more about that at nightatthemuseum.org.
That's great. Let's talk also a little bit more about some of the things that really sets RM apart from some of the other auction companies. We had Bob Sellers on from Reliable Carriers in a previous hour of the broadcast, and I know Reliable is the official carrier for RM, and the thing that I see with the RM and Auctions America. Hi, Lucy. There's my three-year-old daughter, Lucy, coming in. You got a cupcake. Oh, that is great. You made that cupcake. Where's mine? You're saving it for me, hopefully as soon as I get off the air. Thank you, Lucy. Her third word was car, actually, Chris. So, and you know, I'm fortunate enough to get press vehicles, and you know, she has comments about each one, and she's got a lot of both classic cars and new cars as toys. So I'm raising a car girl right here off the bat.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Well, let's touch on some of the other vehicles that caught my eye here. If you like T-Birds from the 50s, Lot 103 is definitely going to be something that is going to catch your eye. This is a 55 Ford Thunderbird convertible being offered without reserve. It's in red, and you guys are expecting about $35,000 to $45,000 for this vehicle. Definitely lovers of the early birds are going to be wanting this. I can tell.
Absolutely, and this is a car that's a great demonstrator that we do offer cars for basically every price point. This is a wonderful first car for someone who's looking to buy that first collector car that they can just take out to the ice cream stand or the drive-in movie if you're lucky enough to still have one of those around.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, everybody, this is one of those cars that everyone needs in their collection. You have to have a two-seat Thunderbird. It's, no collection is complete without it. This one is, of course, classic torch red, and it has all, ticks all the boxes. It's torch red. It's the first year, one of the most desirable years. It's a really nice driver, very modern performance, of course, but it's from the 50s. And, of course, it's an icon. It's a 55 Thunderbird. Everybody knows it. It's instantly recognizable. It's really an American classic, and I think at a very good price, and it will be very popular when we have it on the lot.
And this is another iconic vehicle from the 1950s. Nowadays, retractable hardtop convertibles are quite common in new vehicles, but one of the vehicles that introduced it was back in 1957, the Ford Fairlane 500 Skyliner. And if you've ever seen one of these in person, it's quite something to see it in action. And it's being offered without reserve. It's lot 104. It's painted in blue and white. And I'm sure that's going to gather a lot of attention as well.
Oh, absolutely. Those are some of the most fun you can have with a collector car, because if people start to wander away and look at other cars with the show you're at, all you have to do is keep putting the top up and down, and then people will just keep paying attention. Ford called it the mechanical dance. The top actually folds, the full hard top. It folds down into the trunk through a rather complicated system. But they are absolutely hilarious to watch. I don't know a better word to say it. They're just a ton of fun. They're always the most attention at any show. And this is another one. It's a great malt shop driver. It's a great car to take down to your local cruise in. You can put the kids in the back seat. Bob, you can put Lucy in the back seat. I'm sure she would love this car.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it would be perfect. Another vehicle that I always find interesting, a lot of younger listeners, when they think of the BMW brand, they think of the modern BMWs. But BMW, of course, had the wonderful 507 in the 50s, but also was known for building three-wheeled vehicles that were anything but, economical, nothing like some of the high-priced BMWs that we see today. I'm referring to Lot 112, which is a 1958 BMW Isetta 300. And one of the cool parts of this vehicle, if you've never seen one, Chris, is you actually open the front of the vehicle to get in it.
This is another of those great cars that's just something that if you want to get the most attention at any show, you just can't. I mean, other than a Skyliner, you really can't beat an Isetta. They call them the rolling egg. Powered by a rear-mounted motorcycle engine, it seats two in what is literally a little egg shape. And the door in the front of the car, it opens. The steering column folds to the side. You get in. And, they're not that fast, but they weren't meant to be that fast. These were designed for post-war Europe. It was war-torn. The streets were narrow. You needed something that just sipped gas. Really, a lot of the same concerns people have about fuel economy today were being echoed in this car. And it's just a fun, fun little car to have. Everybody smiles. It's just a little smile on wheels. And we've actually got two of them at the sale. One is a driver-quality car that you can take out and just let everyone smile around town. And the other is a beautifully restored, award-winning Concours example. But microcars are very hot right now, so we're expecting these to do very well.
And as long as we're talking about small vehicles, I got to ask you about Lot 114, a 57 Nash Metropolitan Coupe. This is another iconic vehicle that is being offered without reserve and could be a great entry-level vehicle for somebody getting into the hobby.
Yes, and everyone remembers American Motors. This was kind of their attempt to build an early compact car. And they had it assembled in England. It's just absolutely cute as a button. I don't know any other phrase to say it. And this one is, you see a lot of these. This one is restored to probably the highest imaginable standard. In fact,
excellent. Chris, we're a little short on time. Thank you very much for your time here today, everybody. Check out rmauctions.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeguide.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguide.com.